Most people have probably at least heard of the Beef Checkoff program, but they might not be familiar with why it was created, what the purpose is, and what the funds are actually used for. On this week's Cattlemen's Call Report, I'm Ella Steve Fodder. Today we're joined by Sarah Metzler, the Cattlemen's Beef Board's Senior Director of Organizational Communications.
The Beef Checkoff is a producer and importer-led program that allows a dollar per head to be gathered every time a beef animal is sold, and those dollars, half of which stay in the state where they originate and half come to a national program in order to do three things: in order to promote beef, in order to research beef, and in order to educate consumers around beef. That's it. Those are the three things. It's actually put into law through Congress 40 years ago in 1986, and doing the work of everything from safety research to nutrition work to promotion like Beef It's What's for Dinner, all of those things that have led to very high demand, which we're seeing right now, especially for beef and high proteins, which is an excellent example of how beef producers have created a product that consumers want and desire. The Checkoff is working for producers in many different ways. If you think about it, over the years of being able to provide safety research so that those consumers who are purchasing beef can go to the grocery store or go to their favorite restaurant and purchase steak or hamburger to feed their families and feel confident that it's going to be a safe, enjoyable eating experience every time. Those pieces cannot be more important in terms of keeping the beef industry strong.
But just like the way consumer perceptions around protein have changed, the way that they're accessing information and getting their news has also changed.
In terms of Beef It's What's for Dinner, it's been around since 1992, and it's had many different variations of the program over the years. But really, the biggest piece is in 1992, we had a lot of network television. We got to see the Beef It's What's for Dinner ads every night because we were actually watching TV together as a nation on what was on those main channels. Nowadays, someone might have an antenna at their house, but a lot of people are streaming on their phones and apps and watching all different things at all different times. So we've had to morph Beef It's What's for Dinner into being a platform that can be on streaming devices, that can be placed in very specific sporting events. We've worked with NASCAR where ads run during those. We've worked with Little League World Series, so the ads run there. We've worked with all kinds of sporting events. We've worked with different Food Network shows so that Beef It's What's for Dinner is very present. And we also have pop-up ads that come up when you're on social media or if you're watching something on YouTube. Really important to be able to get to consumers where they are.
Sarah said that the Checkoff program has stayed true to its roots, and what it was initially created for, it's still doing today.
I know that there are a lot of questions with beef producers on how to be confident that their Checkoff dollars are being used and that their investment is worth making. The important piece is that that investment, number one, hasn't changed from a dollar since the beginning. And what has been done with that over the years has been significant in moving the industry forward to having a better, more sustainable, more enjoyable product for what we have today. And without the Checkoff, the producer's voice, you know, the 99 producers that sit on the Cattlemen's Beef Board, those producers would not have a say in the marketing or the research that's being done. We would be completely reliant on private industry to do that work. And certainly there is some of that. But when the industry decided in those early years that they wanted to be in charge of a program themselves, that's where the Checkoff came about. And that is where it still resides, is with a diverse, very engaged, large board that looks at every program every year to determine if those programs are working to help provide confidence in beef to the consumer. If you need more information, please visit drivingdemandforbeef.com and you can look at all the Checkoff programs at the national level. We would look forward to speaking to you as well. Anytime you need to, just give us a call at the Cattlemen's Beef Board.
For this week's Cattlemen's Call Report, I'm Ella Steve Potter.